Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Fozcast. It is another one of those episodes today where you all get in the comments and you absolutely rinse us. As usual, we got Tubesy Boy with us. Get in the comments. Whip him. Seriously, absolutely whip him. He loves it. He laughs and he smiles and he gives it the big in, but he absolutely loves it. As usual, Tom is next to me, Rhino Legs. We are doing the top 10 Premier League goalkeepers ever.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita!
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The top 10 Premier League goalkeepers ever. I am excited for this podcast. It is going to be world class and you're going to get so angry. I just know it. I just know it already. Tom, give us the ground rules.
Right, ground rules. Goalkeepers are a little bit different. So obviously there's one position on the whole team to obviously get in for. So we're going to do 100 appearances or more.
Yeah.
That was a little bit of feedback we've received from previous podcast.
Like
we're going to do 100 appearances.
I like it when people get involved and give like suggestions.
Yeah,
suggestions.
So
fair play. Thank you.
And we put, thank you. And we put a Fozcast Instagram post out the other day, and we've taken everyone's opinions on their favourites. So pretty much everyone that was mentioned, maybe one or two rogue ones, are in the list. So we're going to look at the stats. I've got a little stat pack for you, lads. So we're going to look at stats, but we're also, as usual, going to do it a little bit about feeling
and emotion,
and how they were, and big game moments, and everything else. So
love that.
What we haven't got this time is a straight up in maybe honourables, because there's goalkeepers, there's less.
I've literally got an in and maybe list in front of me on a piece of paper, all right?
And there's quite a lot of names here.
There's quite a lot of names here.
Let me mention some of the names on the list real quick. I'm just going to give you a little smorgasbord, all right? We got Thibaut Courtois, David James, Mark Schwarzer, Hugo Lloris, Pepe Reina, Brad Friedel, Jordan Pickford, Van der Sar, Jens Lehmann, Kasper Schmeichel. People like that. That's who we're talking about today. Premier League era only. I'm going to start us off, Tom.
Go.
I'm going to start us off with an absolute nailed on, guaranteed is getting in the list.
Go on, him.
David Seaman.
Yes.
Yes.
Cool?
Yeah.
All right.
100%.
Well, so Dave Seaman, so I get the stats from this one from like the Premier League website, but I think before 94 or 95, they don't have the stats, like Opta stats.
Oh,
So there's Dave Seaman, Nigel Martin, Dave James, there was a bit of a question mark over.
Kind of a bit of a crossover period.
Neff Southall, where there's no real numbers for. But so you're going to have to talk to us, Ben, about David James and what he was like as a goalkeeper.
David Seaman.
Sorry, David Seaman.
Yeah.
And also, the other thing is, in the past where majority rules, I think Tubes, we've got to be fair and bow down to
100%.
Ben's knowledge.
You know, we press record, I'm really interested to see what you think about these goalkeepers.
Well, before the podcast even started, Tube said to me, he said, he's the best goalie in Premier League history, isn't he? And I went,
No, he's not.
No, I don't know if he is, actually. No. I really don't know if he is.
Yeah.
Okay, so David Seaman has to be in there. Safe hand Seaman, Arsenal absolute legend. So David Seaman, he has got 344 Premier League appearances, 141 clean sheets. It's as simple as that. He's one of the top 10 goalkeepers of Premier League history.
What was so good about him?
He was. I think because he actually came to real prominence sort of later in his career. So the older he got, the better he got. That's for me anyway. And I think that's just pure sort of experience, expertise, knowledge, calmness. I think David Seaman's one of his biggest things was calmness. He had a nice settled back four at Arsenal. Some of the legends of that Arsenal defence, Tony Adams, Keown, Bold, Winterburn, those kind of players. And I think it was so settled and so calm. You knew what you were going to get from him every single game. The defenders loved playing with him. He loved playing with them. It just worked. It's as simple as that. It just worked.
Do you think that's a regular occurrence that goalkeepers get better with age? Or yes. Do you see people drop off?
Well, it is. It's kind of like, so there's another player on this list, the Joe Harts, who I think might make it into this top 10 list. We'll talk about this in a minute. But Joe Hart, his younger years at Man City, for example. So Joe Hart has made 340 Premier League appearances, right? 340 Premier League appearances with 127 clean sheets. Yet he's still, what, 36?
It's mad.
He's still 36 and he's doing it week in, week out at Celtic, right? Whereas he probably stopped playing in the Premier League at 30, 31, 32. So
he went to Torino, didn't
he? So he went to Torino, yeah. Went West Ham, he went out on loan everywhere.
Burnley.
So it doesn't necessarily guarantee that the older you get, the better you get.
No.
We'll talk about Joe Hart in a bit. David Seaman, he's 100%.
Get him in the list.
Tom,
give
me a suggestion. I'm going to keep going around here and we'll get suggestions from everybody.
I've got a controversial one here.
Okay.
Hugo Lloris.
Oh, that is a controversial one.
And I'll tell you why. Well, my opinion is he's a World Cup winner.
Yeah.
He's won an awful lot of stuff, right? I think he's overrated.
Wow. Okay. 361 Premier League appearances with 127 clean sheets. And you think he's overrated? Go on, give me why.
I do. I just think there's too many, especially in recent years, too many lapses of judgment.
Too many mistakes.
Too many mistakes.
Yeah. But that's only in the last couple of years, though, isn't it? And that's what I mean, as he's getting older, as you're getting a bit...
Yeah, but this is what you're saying, though. Yeah. As you get older, surely you get more steady and more stable and you make less mistakes.
I just think
everybody's different. I see where you're coming from with this one. For me, he doesn't make it into the top 10 list. Hugo Lloris will not make it into the top 10 list because I think there's much better selections ahead of him.
I think he goes in the maybe list straight away. Yeah. But you look at, he's like Lord, he's captain of France, captain of Spurs, been. And he has had a phenomenal career. And I don't mean to be disrespectful when I say I'm talking about the levels of greatness.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's there with the Petr Cechs and the Dave Seamans.
I think he's not
on the same level as Petr Cech.
No, I'd agree with that. Yeah. There's not many
that's what I mean by it.
Yeah. So Hugo Lloris, I think we leave him out. I think his last 3 or 4 years in the Premier League have probably soured a lot of people's opinions of him, because I think when he first came to the Premier League, when he was playing for France and he was absolutely ripping it up, I think for the first 5 or 6 seasons, he was unbelievable. He was incredible. He was like a new breed of like this smaller goalkeeper, but still very dominant, came out. And then it's almost like he just sort of sat back a little bit too much. Wouldn't come for those balls over the top, wouldn't come for the crosses.
Is that confidence?
Maybe it's a confidence thing.
We've got some stats as well here, by the way. So we'll throw them in during the episode. But we've got Premier League appearances, clean sheets, clean sheet percentage, goals conceded per game.
Yeah.
Then we've got errors leading to goals. And that as a percentage, saves per game, penalty saves, and then this is an important one, high claims.
Yeah,
high claims. What do I mean by that, Ben? High claims.
Basically, a ball into the box, a cross. But again, with stats, you know, one cross is different to another cross. You could have a cross that's no pressure on it whatsoever, or you could have a cross where I'm watching Edison at the weekend against Liverpool, and he's coming out and taking balls over the top of people's heads. Martinez was doing it against Tottenham the other day, coming out, taking the balls off of people's heads, coming into busy areas, congested areas, which is much more
difficult.
But what
it does do is it builds a picture for you of
for sure.
the type of goalkeeper.
Exactly, yeah. One of the stats where I absolutely... Again, I think you need a goalie to absolutely define this, is errors leading to goals. So the two people who have got the most errors leading to goals are Hugo Lloris and Petr Cech. Petr Cech obviously played 443 Premier League appearances, Hugo Lloris 361. The more games you play, the more mistakes you're likelier to make. But who or what defines what an error is leading to a goal? It's everybody's opinion, and that's the part of it. I think if you are a goalkeeper, you're best placed or you're better placed to say that was an error leading to a goal than what a normal person would
do. But the other thing as well, Ben, though, if you're a goalkeeper and you take a very advanced position, the likelihood is you will probably make more mistakes than if you were a stay-at-home goalkeeper, right?
For sure,
now,
for sure.
What it doesn't say is how many goals you stopped from taking that advanced position.
Exactly,
all it does is say errors leading to goals. Yeah. So
plus,
this is
what, there's ball playing goalkeepers as well.
Okay. They're going to make more mistakes.
Goalkeeping has evolved so much, honestly, and it is such a, it's horses for courses now. It's what that manager wants, it what that goalkeeper decides to play like.
That's you mentioned Joe Hart and Man City.
Yeah.
Pep straight in. Joe Hart out. You're not my goalkeeper.
He was
playing every game.
Well, Joe Hart's probably one of the best goalkeepers I've ever trained with. For absolutely being a cat. I mean, stopping the ball going in the back of the net, reflexes, agility, spring, everything.
Well, let's look at Joe Hart now then.
Okay, let's look at Joe Hart. I love that. So Joe Hart, 340 appearances, 127 clean sheets.
37% clean sheet record.
Yep, he's playing for Man City. It's going to be higher than most people's. Joe, incidentally, has got 20 errors leading to goals, which over a 340 game period, it's one every, 14, 15 games
0.05
like
per game.
It's one every like 20 games almost. Yeah. It's what it is. It's one every 20 games, isn't it? Made a lot of saves, a very good goalkeeper. And I just think he was kind of this new breed of new, young, exciting goalkeepers coming through.
And a great leader.
A real great leader. Great teammate, great leader, somebody that you want around the place. And I can remember him making his Man City, proper Man City debut, where it was either him or Shea Given going to start the season. And Mancini put Joe Hart in ahead of Shea Given. And I remember thinking, whoa, that is some sort of a big call. Yeah. You have got to be some goalie to get ahead of Shea Given here, because Shea Given was at the top of his game, genuinely at the top of his game. And I thought Mancini must have seen something. He's seen something that he likes here. And he took to the pitch, and I think the first game of the season was against Tottenham, actually. And he was man of the match. He made save after save.
There's a one there. Yeah,
it's a save.
Right,
yeah, in the top corner. Top right. And he's diving. You see the agility. You see his body arcing. Yeah. And I just remember thinking, whoa, mate, you're next level.
And is Joe, fair to say, you know, from a layman point of view, Joe seemed to be a massive all-rounder.
Yeah.
So he would not be scared to come for crosses. He could play, he could launch a ball. Incredible shot stopper. What I liked about Joe is how big he made himself in one-on-ones.
Yeah, massive. Big old bungle head on him, big boof on haircut. but he was a cat. You mentioned that he was an all-rounder, but obviously not all-rounder enough for Pep Guardiola. Because when Pep came in, he saw that his ball-playing ability, comfortability with the ball at his feet, is not one of his assets. It's not one of his major strengths. And for Pep Guardiola, it has to be your major strength. You have to look like you're an outfield player when that ball is at your feet. I couldn't do it. Joe couldn't do it. There's loads of goalies that can't do it. They're just not built that way.
When you say you couldn't do it, right? You and Joe, for example, you're both very comfortable with the ball.
Yeah.
You can both absolutely put it on a sixpence for someone from 50 yards.
Yeah.
Do you mean like really severely under pressure, tight and knocking it in triangles with your centre-backs?
Man City play a style of football where they want you to press as much as you possibly can. Liverpool were doing it the weekend. Liverpool were trying to press Man City. Edison would just wait, suck him in, wait until that attacker, that Salah, goes and makes that try to go and get it. Plays it round, pop, they're in behind. They've got five men already committed to the press, which means Man City have got six men against five going forward. That's what they want to do. And it takes real guts and real confidence.
Play like a sweeper, don't they?
You've got to play like a sweeper. And you've got to be able to do it like an outfield player, because you can say his passing stats are this and this. What does he look like on my eye when I'm watching him do it? Is he pleasing on the eye? Can you tell he's calm? Does that striker see that he's calm? Does that striker see that he's nervous? They're the little bits and bobs that people don't account for. Because when a striker sees that a goalie's nervous, he will just run hell for leather.
Yeah.
He'll run hell for leather at him. But if he sees that this goalie's got his head up, bothered, calm, cash, he'll back off. Yeah. He'll wait. And that's the bit that it is. That's the bit that people don't understand. Joe Hart, for me, he has to go in the maybe list for now.
Agreed.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, let me throw one in now, because after this one, we'll do a definite. This might be a definite. This is a controversial one, right? So, David De Gea.
Yeah.
Okay, he's quite possibly going to get in the top 10.
Yes.
And he's got ousted last season for Onana and hasn't got a club.
Yes. Ridiculous. Outrageous, in fact.
Right. Now, wow. When De Gea was there, started there, yeah. United were good United.
Yeah.
Right? So listen to a couple of stats. 35% clean sheet record, but this is the one that gets me, is his saves per game is 2.79.
Yeah, that's good.
Which is one of the highest on the list.
Nearly three saves a game. Right? Yeah.
For one of the best teams.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and I think it's fair to say that I'm not saying that football fans have got short memories, but you look back, David De Gea won player of the season, what, how many years
in a
row for them?
3 or 4 years in a row for
them. He won games for that football
club. Yeah, for sure he did, yeah. I think De Gea has to go in the in list. I think we have to put him in the top 10.
I don't disagree.
415 appearances. And what David De Gea did for Man United was, when Van der Sar left and they tried various different options, David De Gea came in and was the guy that basically filled Van der Sar's shoes, and it was so difficult to do. You want somebody that can do a job, guaranteed 7 out of 10 every single week. David De Gea did that.
He was doing 8 and 9s out of 10.
He was doing 8 and 9. He's a cat.
Off some surreal
he's saves. A proper goalie. David De Gea has to go in.
I think people are going to remember him like and the same as Lloris, because like the last couple of seasons,
yeah, soured it a bit.
Maybe,
yeah, soured it a bit. But are we happy with De Gea?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, 17 mistakes in that led to goals in 415 games. But interestingly, Ben, I think one of the things, a couple of things to fair say that he was criticised on is how good was he at that ball playing?
Yeah.
And then command of area was something that was thrown at him. So
a question mark.
Right. Look here. So you've got 0.49 high claims per game.
Yeah. Again, these crosses stats, yeah. I need to see the cross from my
own eyes. But does that not indicate that he didn't come for as many as a Tim Howard at 1.38?
Yes. You knew there were certain goalies, Nick Pope, doing it in the Premier League right now. You know that if you put a floated ball up into the box that's around the 6-yard line, Nick Pope is going to come out and take it. It's guaranteed.
10 out of 10.
It's 10 out of 10. He's doing it every single time because he wants to. He enjoys that. That's one of his assets, right? There are certain goalkeepers, a Hugo Lloris, a David De Gea, who they don't want to come for that. That is not the strongest part of the game. They're not 6'7". They're not going to be able to dominate people physically. So they will stay back on their line.
Does that put more pressure on defenders?
It means that they just have to set up differently. They set up differently knowing they're going to have to go and win that ball. Whereas a Newcastle will go, right, we haven't got to worry about trying to win this ball because if it's a floated one, Popey's going to come and get this. Yeah. Yeah. So you take a different starting position. That's all it is. So it's just a different style of playing. I prefer a dominant goalie. I prefer a Nick Pope. But again, horses to courses for what managers want. That's as simple as that. So we've got De Gea in there.
Should we go for an absolute banker?
Give me an absolute banker.
Edwin van der Sar.
Edwin van der Sar, come on.
Tubes.
Bomb. In.
Here we go.
DS. Edwin van der Sar, 313 Premier League appearances. Incidentally, joined Man United at a time when people were kind of thinking he was going to be winding down. You know, he's not necessarily, you know, going to be at the peak of his powers.
Better and better.
Obviously,
and better.
Off the back of Fulham, it's, you know, surely he's winding down a bit. Just got better and better and better. And he was exactly what Manchester United needed at that point. 313 games, like I say, 132 clean sheets. Still holds the record for most consecutive clean sheets in a row in the Premier League, by the way. He is a legend of the
and
Premier League.
And how many League. Was that?
I'm going to say 14.
Yeah, it was 13 or 14, yeah. Wasn't it? Which is frightening.
Frightening.
A couple of stats here for Edwin, which jump out. 42% clean sheet record, yeah. Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Conceded 0.35 goals per game.
That's ridiculous. For 313 games, that's ridiculous.
That's madness.
Mind you, he had a great.
Oh, he had Man United in their pomp. He had Man United in their pomp.
Errors leading to goals, five.
Five is ridiculous.
That's incredible.
Five is ridiculous.
For that stat alone, he deserves to be in the top 10.
So Van der Sar's going in there. I'm going to give you another one early doors. We'll get it out of the way. Peter Cech. Oh, I'm putting Peter Cech in there. Tubesy boy, talk to me about Peter Cech.
Big Petr Cech. I think Chelsea's, well, definitely Chelsea's greatest ever goalkeeper.
Without doubt.
Yeah.
Without doubt.
He was part of that
spine. One of the best to grace the Premier League.
Yeah. He's obviously that spine. Cech, Terry, Lampard, Drogba.
Oh, heavy.
That was the Chelsea spine that won so many things together. Everything about him, crosses, everything. Yeah. Just cool. Even when he got his head done, he still was fearless.
Came back and he was just still on top of his game, weren't he? Yeah, top Peter Cech, 443 appearances, 202 clean sheets. He is the Premier League record holder for most clean sheets kept. He only conceded 333 games out of those 443 appearances. Incidentally, 24 errors leading to goal. Again, I'm not having it because I want to see what those errors look like. But the more games you play, the more likely you are to make mistakes. It's as simple as that. But Peter Cech, legend of the Premier League, he has to go
45% clean sheet record.
That's ridiculous.
Saves per game in a brilliant team, 2.27, which is on the high side. Pens saved, 4. And then here's the one. High claims, 580, 1.31 per game.
I think he's the top, isn't he? I think he, in that stats ranking, I think Petr Cech is the goalie who came for the most crosses in his career. I think he is anyway. I think it's him, then maybe Tim Howard, and I think I'm up there somewhere as well. But I think Petr Cech, is number one. He would come for everything. He was...
Was he the ultimate package as a goalkeeper?
He was the ultimate package.
Well, it depends what manager.
Exactly that.
Depends
literally
on manager
that.
Because he wasn't very good with his feet.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't. Yeah, when he got the move to Arsenal and they're expecting him to play out from the back, that was a massive problem for him. It was a massive problem for him because you're asking somebody to do something that he's never really been asked to do and he's getting on in his career. It's like you can't teach an old dog new tricks almost. Do you know what I mean? He is such a good goalkeeper, so don't ask him to do something that he's not necessarily good at. Yeah. Say to him, Peter, stop the ball going in the back of the net, would you, mate? Thank you. That'll do.
All right then, Fozzie, I've got a question for you. Who would you rather have in your team tomorrow? You're playing in an FA Cup final. Do you want Edison in your team or do you want Petacek?
Depends what team I'm playing for.
Yeah, okay.
If I'm playing for Man City, I want Edison.
Yeah.
There's nobody
okay.
better at doing what Edison does for Man City. It's as simple as that. If I want Chelsea in the Mourinho era, I want Petacek in goal for me. Petacek's in there. Let's move on, right? I'm going to chuck two players that haven't necessarily got the appearances just yet. Yeah, but they're very current and for me are probably two of the best goalkeepers in the world. Okay, so I'm going to talk about Edison and Alisson Becker.
Do you know what? For me, they're both in the top 10.
In the top 10. Yeah. Thank you, Tubesy boy. Thank you very much. I mean, I will back that up.
No, they are the complete package.
I totally agree. I absolutely, totally agree. I think these are two of the brand new modern era of goalkeeper that there's not many of them about. There really isn't that can do. I mean absolutely everything.
Yeah.
You put a ball into the box, he'll come and take it. You want a world-class save-making, he'll do that. Yep. You want somebody to be sweeper-keeper, cool.
Start a move.
You want somebody to get that distribution off real quick? Booyah.
Assists.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
I think the interesting thing is that it's not recency bias or age bias because in their own right now, Alisson's made 186 of Premier League appearances.
Yeah.
Edison's 229.
Yeah,
it's a lot of football.
It's still decent, but you know for a fact that both of them have still got another couple hundred appearances left in them. They've both still got 200 appearances left. But what they've done is they've shown how the game has evolved and what top managers and top teams want from goalkeepers nowadays. You have to be able to do this now. And both of these goalkeepers, they're the best in the world. Thibaut Courtois, for me, before he got his injury, is probably one of the best stop the ball going in the back of the net's goalkeepers. And I'd still have him in my top three in the world. But for the complete package, these two goalkeepers have changed the game. They have absolutely changed the game. They have ruined so many goalies' careers that do not like the ball at their feet. Honestly, they have killed them because you have to be able to do that now. Genuinely, in the academies now, they say you have to be able to play the ball out from the back. So you need to be as good as an outfield player with the ball at your feet, but then you need to be a cat and agile and blah, 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 blah. It's changed the way goalkeeping is looked at nowadays. It's crazy. So them, for me, have to be in the top
100%, 100%.
100%. What are you saying on that?
Agreed, mate.
I totally,
totally agree.
I'm so happy you agree.
So clean sheet percentage, I know they're in good teams. Alisson Becker, 44%.
Wow.
Edison, 46%. Wow.
It's nearly one every two games. So basically, if you don't keep a clean sheet this week, you'll keep one next week, mate. Simple as that. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. All right, so I'm buzzing. We've put them in there. It's going to be interesting in a bit to do this order, by the way, and find out where goes what and what order.
I want to throw.
It's going to get difficult.
I want to throw two players in the mix here, two goalkeepers in the mix here, who are, I think, honourable mentions. And I need to put a little bit of context around it. So I've got Lucas Fabianski.
Oh, I love him.
And Ben Foster.
Oh, love
now
him.
You said at the start. Don't put me. You said at the start. Don't put me anywhere near. Don't talk to me about. This is before we start rolling. Yeah. Don't want to talk about it. Right now, here's my thinking. The goalkeeping position. There's one place in the team. Right. If you are Lucas Fabianski or Ben Foster or Tim Howard, and you are the number one at a club for more than 10 years, or you play 15 years in the Premier League. There are new goalkeepers, world-class goalkeepers, coming through the systems every year for one spot.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're playing, because we put the post out and people were saying David James can't be anywhere near the list. He played 572 games. How can you not put this guy some of the list? Because if someone was better, they'd take his place.
Exactly that.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's exactly fair. It's, longevity is a massive part of this. It has to play a part in this ranking list.
That's the media abuse David James
Of course
got.
It is.
That's what people think. They think Calamity James.
That's exactly
like
what
that.
It
you
is.
You don't play that many games if you're not very good. You know, he's had... That's an
Can we put David James on the maybe list just for now, yeah?
Yes.
I'm putting David James
in there. He has to be.
I'm putting David James on. Me and Lucas Fabianski, do you know what? I would actually say we're fairly similar goalkeepers, actually. We are goalies that have, rightly so, been pigeonholed as a certain type of goalkeeper for a certain type of club. We fit and we match a certain type of club at that moment in time. We will do a job for you. We are reliable. We're good people. We're solid citizens. We'll try our best to stop the ball going in the back of there. We might not be able to play it to left back, right back, be so comfortable with it, but we'll do you a job. Simple as that. We had 0% chance of getting anywhere near this maybe list, and that's absolutely fine.
I don't agree with this.
Come on, don't. No, that's not even a thing. It's fine. I don't mind that, but we'll do you a job. It's as simple as that.
So there's a couple of stats here, and this obviously, because the goalkeeping department is so tricky. So obviously you and Lucas are you know, your clean sheet rates are at like 25 and 24%.
Yeah.
But then obviously the saves is like Lucas is 1,131 and you're 1,248. Yeah, so everybody knows, you know, the Ben Foster stat. You've made the most saves in Premier League history,
yeah,
which is great. And then you've conceded the most goals.
Which is great.
And they come, you've conceded the most goals in Premier League history. They come hand in hand, Ben.
Sort of do come hand in hand. It's the other bits and bobs really as well. Like the high claims one, I'd always pride myself on being a commanding goalkeeper, somebody who'll come and help my defence out. So I think I am in that top three of
1.26.
Yeah, of high claims. I would always make a point of coming out and commanding my area.
491.
Yeah. Like, so,
wow.
Yeah,
it's high.
Yeah, I would. Jesus. That's just what I do.
And then, errors leading to goals. You've played a lot. Yours is 0.21, which is on the higher side. But again, watching you play for so many years, you'll be the same, Tubes. You were very quick off. And I don't want people to go, oh, you'd be kissing Ben's arse. It's not. I've been watching you for a long time. You are a front foot goalkeeper, quick off your line. And with that comes the odd one where you might get nicked to the ball.
Exactly.
But the amount of times that you'll sweep the ball up and stick it in
Rose's
head. I want
to give a shout out to Fabianski, though, by the way. I love him. I do. I think he's a proper goalie. I'd love him to have my goalie. I want to throw one in there that's a guaranteed, and everybody will agree with this. Peter Schmeichel, let's stop beating about the bush, everybody.
In.
Peter Schmeichel, the Great Dane.
Can I just say, Lucas Fabianski, 11 penalty saves in the Prem.
I think he's top, by the way. I think he's top.
He is.
Right, so Peter Schmeichel, the Great Dane, absolute legend of a goalkeeper, 310 Premier League appearances, 128 clean sheets. Everybody knows that he was a brand new trendsetter of a goalkeeper. Big, confident, commanding, dominant, loud, brash. He would make unbelievable saves at unbelievably big moments.
Star saves,
the starfish save. Oh my gosh, what a save that is.
310 games,
yeah,
41%. Clean sheet record.
There you go.
Was he the pioneer, Ben, in terms of like closing people down? Starfish.
Yeah, that starfish. Yeah, that big smothering. He used to smother people, and he was just I think he would get in the heads of attackers. He would
definitely.
He would scare them.
Yeah,
wouldn't he? He would scare them. Yeah. It's as simple
as that.
Come
into OG. He'd be like,
oh, no chance, mate. He was absolutely massive. I'm going to chuck somebody else in there that I think might have to go in this top list. I'm not sure yet. Thibaut Courtois. So Thibaut didn't actually stay around in the Premier League too long. 126 appearances, 48 clean sheets. But I think just for absolute calibre of goalkeeper, shall I put him in the maybe list for now?
Yeah, I think
in the maybe list. Maybe,
yeah, maybe list just for now?
Yeah.
Just because he, as an actual goalkeeper, he's incredible.
I mean, the stats are great. 1.21 high claims per game. Clean sheets solid at 38%, which is madness. Goals, less than one goal per game conceded.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's got to go in. Let me throw one in. Are we going to have a father and son in the top 10?
Oh, Casper.
Because Casper is...
We've got to talk about Casper. Casper, I don't care what you say, whether he goes in the top 10 or not, has to have an honourable mention
100%.
In there. Premier League winner. Somebody who kind of... He's got massive shoes to fill here. You know, when your dad is Peter Schmeichel, that is a big
task.
Have
some mentality.
And he filled them.
Oh my gosh, did he?
And he filled them.
Like I say, went and won the Premier League, played for Leicester week in, week out. So reliable, so good as well. So good. I've never seen somebody kick the ball as far as what he can kick the ball, by the way.
And apparently amazing around the training
ground. Lovely bloke to have
apparently
around the place.
Amazing.
He's actually been on the Foscast before.
He has.
Absolute top man. I'm going to put him on the maybe list for now. Is that happy? Are we happy?
Yeah. Saves per game, 2.87. I think the interesting thing with Casper is he won major honours at Leicester.
Yeah.
Which sets him apart a little bit.
Of course it does. Without doubt, yeah.
I mean, they were a brilliant, brilliant team. But to win it at Leicester and his involvement, like we were just saying, anyone you speak to were like, Casper was one of the absolute characters
and leaders, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I think it was the setting the standards, wasn't it?
Yeah, without doubt.
Like even when Casper came in and he was chatting to us about what he expects from the young goalies, I was thinking to myself when he was talking to us, I think it was off camera, and you kind of think, I'd love to be one of those young goalkeepers because
learning
you are, but then you go, I'd hate to be one of those young goalkeepers.
I bet he's on you.
Yeah, if you let your standards slip, though, you deserve to be told. Yeah. There's not enough players nowadays that do that. You need to be that kind of that character to be able to pull people and say, whoa, that don't happen here, all right? Yeah. We do this properly. You stop that ball going in the back of the net and you give it everything you've got.
And I bet that's what his dad was like with him.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%. I've got one for you, lads. Pepe Reina. Tuesday boy. Pepe Reina, what are we saying?
Pepe Reina, do you know what? I'm going to put that right back at you, Ben, because I don't know. No, because I love it. I don't know much about Pepe Reina. Like, I know who he is. I know who he's played for. I know what he's done. I've met the guy, lovely guy, but you, I don't know what, as a goalkeeper, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, Pepe. So Pepe, when he first signed for Liverpool, and again, he's probably another one of these who was victim to the last year or so, maybe souring his reputation a little bit because he had a bit of a wobble up. I think he actually lost his position in the team for a little bit as well. But when he first came, it was when Liverpool were absolutely flying. They were winning FA Cups. He was doing this side volley. He had this side volley tubes, right? It was like a new breed of a new way of how to get the ball out quickly and distribute it to an absolute pinpoint. Honestly, it was a thing of beauty. Probably one of the best side volleys in Premier League history. I'm going to put it out there. If not world history, it was a sight to behold. He would sprint out to the edge of the box. He would get somebody already on the run and he would just pick them out. It was as simple as that. He wasn't necessarily the biggest goalkeeper dominating, that kind of thing, but he knew his strengths. He knew that he would sit back a little bit more, but reactions, cat, oh my gosh. He would make saves.
Was he good on the ball?
He was decent on the ball, really, really decent on the ball. Do you know what, actually? We actually played against him a couple of years ago for Watford. He came back and he played for Villa. Do you remember when he played for Villa?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was just popping it around the back to the boys like it weren't a thing. Playing for Aston Villa, yeah? They're not exactly the most comfortable team trying to play it out. He was just passing it, keeping it moving. I was watching thinking, mate, you could play in the Premier League doing that for years to come.
Isn't it funny? Because it's funny when you start doing different having different guests and stuff, you see how it like all unfolds in the different perspectives. Because when we had Tom Heaton on, he was at Villa at the time.
Yeah.
I got a real serious knee injury and they brought in Pepe on loan.
Yeah.
And then after that, Pepe went because it was a loan.
Yeah.
And that's when Emmy came in.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. And you kind of,
that's
you
where,
think.
That's where I met him, Pepe Reina. Was it when he was at Villa?
Was it?
Really? Yeah. Well, let's talk about Emmy Martinez. Pepe Reina, what are we saying, by the way?
I think he goes maybe.
Okay, let's put Reina into there right now. Let's talk about Emi Martinez then, okay? So Emi Martinez, only 137 Premier League appearances. Currently, one of the best goalkeepers in the world. He's actually just won the award for best goalkeeper last season. Obviously won the World Cup with Argentina. He has to be in the reckoning just because, again, he's such a big, confident, dominant, save-making machine. He might not be the most comfortable with the ball at his feet. I still think he's got it, though. He's more than comfortable trying to play the ball out. Villa don't overplay that kind of stuff, though. Do you know what I mean? Villa know that how to play football, but he's a proper goalkeeper. He has to be talked about as possibly getting into this list.
Personally, I know we said that there's 100 appearances, but I just don't think there's enough yet.
Okay.
Right. I think if we're talking 5 years...
I'd say if we fast-forwarded 5 years and he's made another 200 appearances, yeah?
Or even another season.
Yeah. I think he would be right in there and right amongst it, genuinely.
What about
really? Would you rate him that high?
Oh, I love him, mate. He's brilliant. He's another goalie. He's a Nick Pope. He reminds me of a Nick Pope. I want a goalie like that. I want somebody who I know is going to give me 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10 every single week. Thank you very much. Emi Martinez will do that.
Emi Martinez, we did a shoot with him. I could not believe the size of the
ball. He's a joke, mate.
He's a big unit,
isn't he? He is a joke. Right, he's gone into the maybe list. I want to do a few honourable mentions because there's some proper goalies we haven't really talked about here. Neville Southall, who... listen, I don't think we can put him in the list because he's just a little bit... old? Is that the way? Sorry, I don't mean it like that.
200 Premier League appearances.
I think we're talking more sort of modern era, aren't we? Neville Southall, by all accounts, was one of the most ridiculous goalkeepers that anybody has ever seen, by the way.
Did he play in the Premier League?
Yeah, he has. He's made quite a few appearances as well. 208 appearances in the Premier League.
92, 93.
Oh, yeah, he was still playing then. Yeah. And like I say, by all accounts, he was... like no one's ever seen a guy like this before.
You know, when you said about, you know, asked me about Reina, I know more about Neville Southall.
Yeah, then
Pepe Reina's the one that never really sort of...
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
I want to talk about Mark Bosnich, Carlo Cudicini, Steve Grizovic, Tim Flowers. Coventry, we have to throw legend. All of these kind of goalies in there because each one of them have been a proper goalie in their own right at some point in time in the Premier League. As simple as that. I've done some honourable mentions there. Somebody who's a little bit undecided about in this list, Brad Friedel. Brad Friedel has made 450 Premier League appearances and 132 clean sheets. He holds the record, I think, for most consecutive appearances in Premier League history. It's ridiculous is what it is, like 200 or 300 or something like that. It's outrageous.
I think he's an extremely honourable mention. 6 penno saves.
Yeah.
Some errors leading to goal 7, 307 goals conceded, 29% clean sheet. I think realistically, if you're putting Lucas Fabianski and yourself in that bracket, I think Brad Friedel sits in that bracket as well.
No, I'd say he would make it more on the maybe list, Brad Friedel.
Chips?
I agree with Tom.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. So,
is that a very honourable mention?
I love Brad Friedel.
Can I just mention something here, which a lot of our viewers might not know, but we are from Leamington, Ben.
Yep.
And we have Coventry and Warwickshire in our kind of county or counties. It's a bit of a hotbed for Premier League goalkeepers, isn't it? Yeah. So we have Tim Flowers, obviously won the Premier League with Blackburn.
Yeah.
He's from Kenilworth, which is like the next town down that way. Chris Kirkland.
Yeah.
Played in the Premier League.
On,
he
Kirky.
Is from Coventry, which is 7 or 8 miles away.
Yeah.
We have our very own Ben Foster. And we have Charlton legend and meant to be all-round top geezer, Dean Kiley.
Dean Kiley.
From Warwick.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other town, that direction, guy. Opposite from Kenilworth. So we've got four top-class kind of Premier League goalies. I think we've got three internationals.
Yeah.
Tim Flowers, Kirky and yourself.
Dean Kiley was Irish.
Yes, of course he was. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Ireland international.
Yeah, apologies, yeah.
Let's talk about Nigel Martin.
Cool.
Nigel Martin, 372 Premier League appearances, 137. Again, he's one of these
proper goalie,
but we're talking. Are we talking modern Premier League era? Yeah.
No.
Are we talking Nigel Martin has to go in there?
I think it's hard. This is really hard because when I asked you, who would you rather have in your team, Ben? That was then. And would you now, like back then, would you rather have Nigel Martin in your team or, I don't know, not Lucas Fabian.
Joe Hart.
And you'd probably go like...
Joe Hart.
I don't know, one of the more ball-playing goalkeepers. But you go, back then, Nigel Martin, that was his job, to keep the ball out of the net. And he wasn't spraying it around, he was lumping it.
This is the hardest one to do.
Yeah, this
when
is
When
really
we're doing
tough.
Like the midfielders, yeah. strikers, defenders... I'm like... Da-da-da-da.
It sort of picked itself a bit.
It's sort of like what you want from a goalkeeper. Do you know what I mean? It's like...
I don't think Nigel Martin gets in there because I'm going to give you a Shay Given. I'm going to raise it to a Shay Given. And
so I think Shay Given's better than Nigel Martin.
I totally agree. So Shay Given, for me, again, he, as a goalkeeper, somebody that would be a goalie who would stay on his line a bit more.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be the one that would come for crosses, but just pure reaction-based goalkeeper. Pure reaction-based goalkeeper.
I mean, he made some unbelievable
outrageous
saves. I'd have him in the top 10.
Yeah, I don't think he's far off, to be honest.
Got to go on the maybe list.
I would put Shay Given in the top 10. I would put Shay Given in the top 10 because
sticking maybe because we've still got a couple to come. I've got one here, Ben. Jens Lehmann, 148 appearances. Again, was he quite? I mean, invincible season. 36% clean sheet. He conceded 41 goals in 148 games.
I used to love Jens Lehmann. I've got a pair of signed Jens Lehmann gloves at home in a frame. And honestly, I used to watch him and think, you are the most brave, commanding goalkeeper I have ever seen in my life.
More than Peter Schmeichel.
Do you remember like the when long throws would come into the box?
Yeah.
The lap, yeah? I remember watching him standing on the corner of his 6-yard box, Jens Lehmann was, yeah? Waiting for it. And I'm thinking, that's just, that kind of into your head. Yeah, that's not a possibility to do that, all right? It's bonkers. And I remember watching him doing it and thinking, you just don't care. You just do not care. What a skill to have that is. Bonkers. I don't think he can make the list, though.
Maybes?
He's a maybe, but he...
We've got a lot of maybes here, boys. I think we've got to be a bit more ruthless.
Premier League appearances, 148, means he probably doesn't make the list.
Okay, let me throw in a massive appearance maker, Mark Schwarzer, 514, 29% clean sheet record. Ben. Over to you.
Right, so can I just clear something up as well here, by the way? So Mark Schwarzer was the second choice goalkeeper when Leicester won the Premier League, all right? So people will coin him as a Premier League winner. If that was me personally, he probably will claim it all day long. But I ain't claiming that as a Premier League medal. I'm really not. Seriously, I don't know about you guys. If you've sat on the bench for the whole season, yeah?
Did he play any minutes whatsoever?
I don't think
whatsoever.
He played any minutes whatsoever. Are you counting that as a Premier League winner?
I don't know, Ben. I'd say yes.
I love Mark Schwarzer, by the way. Yeah, I love you, Mark, honestly.
Yeah,
don't take this personally, but I just personally would be
like...
It's
a team effort, isn't it? What you do during the week of training.
I totally agree.
I'd say yes,
actually. I agree with you, James.
514 Premier League appearances.
These stats have absolutely astonished me.
Yeah.
I didn't realise these people played this many.
Apparently, Mark Schwarzer are one of the utmost professional players anybody's ever seen. I'm talking like, ate correctly, gym every single day, did it properly, good guy, just lovely, lovely bloke to have around the place. And then when he got on the pitch on a Saturday, was proper.
I don't think he makes the list.
No, he's
okay,
not in the top 10.
That's cool. Okay. I'm happy with that.
10. And then we've got two more before we tackle the top 10 order. Jordan Pickford.
Yep.
Is 261 appearances. There's Paul Robinson, honourable mention.
Yeah.
And Tim Howard. So Tim Howard, Jordan Pickford.
Yeah.
What are we saying about these two? Tubesy?
I like them both. I do. I love Tim Howard again. Very dominant goalkeeper. Would make unbelievable saves. Again, last couple of years probably soured his reputation a little bit. Jordan Pickford, though, does it week in, week out, and he has so many detractors. He has so many people who try to pick holes in his game. But
some
you know what?
Trying to write him off.
He just does a job, mate.
He gets picked every
There's so
single
much
week.
To be said for it's that longevity, it's that ability to just go, you know what? I know what I am as a goalkeeper. I know what I'm good at. I know what I'm not good at. And I'm just going to stay in between that. And that's what Jordan Pickford does. There's a reason why he's played so many games for England. He's going to get 100 caps for England.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You can't knock that. And so many people like, is he right? Is he right? Well, clearly, because both managers are picking
He's
him.
Doing something right. He has to be a very, very good goalkeeper. The only problem I've got with this list is he's 261 Premier League appearances for an Everton team, whereas you've got some of the... We're talking about Joe Hart, talking about Thibaut Courtois, Kasper Schmeichel, Pepe Reina. Does he get in ahead of those guys?
I don't think he makes the top 10.
No, I don't think he does.
Tim Howard, does he make it ahead of them?
Well, no. Tim Howard has got... he's got the highest high claims ratio.
Yeah.
Of all of them.
1.38. So he's coming for a ball. He's getting it most of the time, that guy. I still don't think he gets in ahead of some of these guys.
Who, Timmy Howard?
No.
Or Jordan Pickford?
No.
So who have we got quickly?
Right, we've got
through.
Guaranteed in the ins already in the top 10 list is we've got seven. So David Seaman, David De Gea, Edwin van der Sar, Petr Cech, Edison, Alisson and Peter Schmeichel.
Fine.
And then on the maybe list, which we need to pick three from, we've got Joe Hart, David James, Thibaut Courtois, Kasper Schmeichel, Pepe Reina, Emi Martinez, Shay Given and Jens Lehmann. Out of that maybe list that I've just said there, who is the first name that you say, yes, he has to go in that list?
Harty for me.
Joe Hart, I agree.
Yep.
Joe Hart.
And Shay Given.
Oh, Shay Given, yes, thank you.
I won't disagree with that.
Joe Hart and Shay Given, you are in a
so
top
what does that
10,
take us to nine?
To nine. And we've got to pick one more
out of
Jens Lehmann, Emi Martinez, Pepe Reina, Kasper Schmeichel, Thibaut Courtois and David James.
It's between three for me. It's between David James, Courtois and Kasper.
And I'd agree with those three.
Ben, we're going to hand this over to you. You're going to make the call here. Normally, we'll argue to we're blue in the face, but we're not going to this one.
Oh, this is really tough.
Who's your shortlist of the shortlist?
I feel so bad for Emi Martinez. I do. I feel so bad for him because
Emi's time will come. He's just won the World Cup. Don't feel too bad. By the way,
we're going to do this again in a couple of years' time, and this list is going to change completely.
Yeah,
right?
Will.
Pepe Reina, gosh. How are you just discounting Pepe Reina, you lot?
Luke's nodding at Pepe Reina.
Oh God,
Fozzy, you've got to pick the last one, mate.
I'm picking Pepe Reina.
I think Casper's unlucky not to get on that list.
I totally agree. Thibaut Courtois is. Emi Martinez is. Jens Lehmann is.
David James.
Everybody that we've mentioned is.
Okay, read the top 10 for us, Ben.
Top 10 list in no particular order. David Seaman, David De Gea, Van der Sar, Petr Cech, Edison Alisson, Peter Schmeichel, Joe Hart, Shay Given and Pepe Reina. We now need to find a top 10 order for this list.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
That I've got an AI predictor that I've ran alongside it.
Yeah, go on.
So as soon as we've done the order, I'm going to surprise you with the AI to see if we needed to bother doing a podcast or not.
All right, I love that.
And the answer is I don't think we did.
Oh, really? All right, let's start in reverse order then. So 10, who are we putting in at 10th position?
Pepe Reina.
Okay, I agree. Pepe Reina goes in at 10th. I think that picked itself. That's cool.
Given at 9th?
I agree. I would put Joe Hart in just above.
Yep. Agreed?
Agreed.
Agreed?
Agreed.
Wow, lads, this is going swimmingly. Shay Given in at 9th and then Joe Hart in at 8th. So now we need to pick the top 7 and this is getting tough now. So it goes De Gea, Van der Sar, Cech, Edison, Alisson, Peter Schmeichel, Seaman. I'm going to go De Gea, lads. David De Gea in at 7.
Agreed.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
I can't put him above any of them ones.
No, I agree.
So you're saying, actually, are you saying Van der Sar is a better goalkeeper than David De Gea?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's a tough one, this, because you're the professional goalkeeper, so. See, but I've got a different top one to
I'd
go Dave Seaman next.
I agree. I totally agree. I'm going to put David Seaman in at number 6.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Then I'd go Edison Alisson in whatever order you want.
See, but I think if I was building a football team, I'd have them 1 or 2. I really would.
Who?
Edison and Alisson.
I'm with you.
It's generational, isn't it?
I'm with you.
It's like, I wouldn't have Petr Cech as number 1. I wouldn't have Peter Schmeichel as 1.
Van der Sar and Cech.
Yeah, but they're amazing. But I want to. If I'm a football manager, I want to be playing like Pep Guardiola.
Right, the top five.
This is the weirdest thing. It's like,
This is where there is a bit of a crossover.
Yeah,
Peter Schmeichel five.
So the top five is either Peter Schmeichel, Alisson, Edison, Cech, or Van der Sar.
Peter Schmeichel's better than Van der Sar, surely.
I don't know. Fozzie, you're gonna have to call this one.
I'm gonna say Van der Sar five.
Yeah, okay. Peter Schmeichel's better than Van der Sar.
So that's got to be Schmeichel in at four, no?
Peter Schmeichel in at number four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cech's got to be number one, right?
I don't think so.
Right, so the top three. This is bonkers.
You're unloyal to Chelsea, you are. No, but I'm telling Frankie.
Look, people go, oh, he's loved Chelsea. But I love Petr Cech, and he's Chelsea's greatest ever goalkeeper. But if I'm building a football team
today,
I'm not having Petr Cech in.
Right, quickly, we're about to do the top three. The top 10 so far, actually, is in 10th, Reina. Then it goes Shea Given, Joe Hart in 8, De Gea in 7, David Seaman in 6, Van der Sar in 5, Peter Schmeichel in 4th. Top three. Let's go third, and we have got Alisson, Edison, or Petr Cech. This is hard.
You can't. It's not. This isn't a debatable.
I've got an order. Yeah. I've got an order.
Go on.
It's your order. It's your decision. You are the professional goalkeeper.
I'm going to go with.
I think you're going to go Cech, Alisson, Edison.
No, I'm going to go for Edison in third.
Miles off.
Edison in third. I'm going to go Alisson in second.
Be Petr Cech.
And I'm going to go Petr Cech as the best goalkeeper in Premier League history.
I know what you're saying, Tubes, but
I'm not going to argue because I love the guy. But if I'm building a football team today, I'm having Alisson or Edison.
I just don't think because of the distribution.
I think in
2 years' time, I agree with you. I agree. They go one and two. I agree. I think for now, where we are right now, Petr Cech is the best goalkeeper I've ever seen in the Premier League, and longevity, and everything else.
So show us the list to the camera, Ben.
This is the finished. And this is fact, by the way. This is absolute fact now.
This is the gospel.
So there's no change in this now. This is what it is. Get in the comments below and let us know what you think of this. And I'm pretty sure there's going to be a few people who are not quite so happy. In 10th, Pepe Reina. 9, Shea Given. 8, Joe Hart. 7, David De Gea. 6, David Seaman. 5, Edwin van der Sar. 4, Peter Schmeichel. And then top 10 goalkeepers ever. Edison in 3, Alisson in 2, and Petr Cech. You are my top goalkeeper in Premier League history.
Do you want to hear the AI one?
Go on.
So there are a few differences. 10, David James. So can we put this on screen next to each other?
Yeah.
David James, 10. Joe Hart, 9.
Yeah.
Jens Lehmann, 8.
Wow.
Edison, 7. Pepe Reina, 6. David De Gea, 5. Dave Seaman, 4. Edwin van der Sar, 3. Petr Cech, 2. Peter Schmeichel, 1. It's a good effort from the AI.
Oh, it's a very good effort. That could be that would be a lot of people's top 10, and I could understand it, and I'll be with you. I promise you, I would. I couldn't argue against that. That's a personal opinion. That's the beauty of football, and the beauty of these top 10 podcasts is that it's so divisive and it's horrible.
I think I've said it before.
And don't we know? Because we get battered.
and opinions are like arseholes. Yeah. We've all got one.
Everybody, thank you so much for watching. We're going to be back in the new year, by the way, with so many more top 10s. We have got an absolute list as long as my arm.
Top 10 hard men.
Of top 10 all sorts. Oh, top 10 hard men.
Top 10 shit stains, someone said.
We've got them coming, all right? So thank you for listening, and we will see you all soon up the Fozcast.
Up the Fozcast.
Up the Fozcast.
Cheers, Tubesy. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We hope you enjoyed the latest episode of the Fozcast. Don't forget to give us a follow on Spotify. Up the Fozcast.